Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Helen Awardia, and you're listening to the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily, coming to you from London Tech Week. Coming up, why tech billionaire Bezos has pledged to give away $1 billion in grants this year, and Snoop Dogg appears to have outed himself as a cryptocurrency influencer. But first,
let's hear from the innovators. Thank you.
We're back. It's day two of London Tech Week, where climate change leads the agenda.
I'm co-founder and chief business officer at Pipeline Organics Limited. We're introducing today our first patent pending renewables technology.
So we've got a new technology which we're bringing into the world. It's how to grow algae using sun, sea and wind to make food in the desert.
So my company, Carboculture, works in carbon removal, and there's so many critical aspects of society that need to change in the next decades.
But it will take more than big tech to turn it around. So we wanted to find out what small actions we can take. Well, with 5 million users in over 50 countries, Olio, the free food sharing app, enables us to significantly reduce food waste. Co-founder Tessa Clark wants governments to step up and see just how important food sustainability is. So Tessa, how did this idea start?
So 6.5 years ago now, I was moving country, and on moving day, the removal men told me I had to throw away all of our uneaten food. Now, I'm a farmer's daughter. I hate food waste. I wasn't prepared to do that. Set out into the streets to try and find someone to give my food to. Failed miserably. I wasn't to be defeated. I went back to my apartment. When they weren't looking, I smuggled the non-perishable food into the bottom of my packing boxes. And that was the moment when I just thought, this is ridiculous. There's an app for everything. Why isn't there an app where I can just share my food with a neighbour? And now there is.
How does sharing food with a neighbour and food sustainability help the wider problem of, for example, climate change?
Yeah, so honestly, food waste is one of the biggest contributors to the climate crisis, and people just don't realise that. So globally, we throw away a third of all the food we produce, which is worth over $1 trillion. And if it were to be a country, food waste would be the third largest source of greenhouse gas emissions after the USA and China. And the reason for that is because a landmass larger than China is used every single year to grow food that's never eaten. And what most people don't realise is that in a country like the UK, half of all food waste takes place in the home. So the average family is throwing away over £700 worth of sterling of perfectly good food each year. So if we can kind of, we're half the problem, that means that we can be half the solution, and that's what Olio's all about, really.
Are governments and world leaders doing enough to tackle food sustainability?
In a word, no. So, I mean, first of all, government leaders are doing nowhere near enough to tackle any element of the climate crisis. But the areas that they are focusing on is very much sort of energy, heating and transport, which, don't get me wrong, it's really important they address them. But what they're not addressing is the global food system. So the global food system, depending upon which data source you look at, is responsible for anywhere between a quarter and a third of all greenhouse gas emissions. You know, it is the biggest sector of all, and yet we're not talking about how we're going to feed ourselves, not just today, but by 2050, there's going to be 10 billion people on the planet that we've got to feed. So as a matter of urgency, we've got to really figure out how we're going to feed the world and do it sustainably.
Thanks, Tessa. Let's go to the ads. Coming up, more news from the world of tech and science, plus Snoop Dogg's gone crypto, and is the world's richest man fighting climate change? Stay with us, and why not hit follow in the meantime?
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Here's David Marsland with the news from the world of tech and science.
Thanks, Helena. First, Boris Johnson and Jeff Bezos have been talking about tax in New York. Downing Street says it came up during a chat about climate change. Mr. Bezos has pledged to give away $1 billion in grants this year for conservation efforts. Now,
I was outside in the garden and then I heard a noise like a bang. And then I saw some
smoke going up.
Yes, and stones.
Evacuees have been talking about their horror as a giant river of lava makes its way towards their homes on the Canary Islands. People on the island of La Palma are being told to leave by authorities, who also say doors and windows and buildings must remain closed. China's version of TikTok's limiting under 14s to just 40 minutes a day on the platform. Its owner ByteDance says it's created youth mode so young people can learn and see the world. It follows the Chinese government laying down a series of strict rules on screen use for children. Amazon seems to have accidentally leaked the existence of two new Kindles. A comparison chart on the site's Canada store revealed a large Paperwhite with a 6.8-inch e-ink display. A more expensive Signature Edition has wireless charging, larger storage and environment-based lighting. The chart has been removed. Research suggests Bitcoin mining produces as much electronic waste as a country the size of the Netherlands. It's because computers used to extract the currency quickly become obsolete in under 2 years in some cases. The research was published in the Resources, Conservation and Recycling Journal. Meanwhile, Snoop Dogg appears to have outed himself as a cryptocurrency influencer. The rapper's claiming credit for the Cosmo Medici account on Twitter, which has been amassing followers with its discussion of crypto and apparent millions of dollars spent on NFTs. Cosimo de' Medici, by the way, was a 15th century Italian banker known for his spending on art and culture. Snoop apparently knows his historical finances as well as his current ones. And here's another musical surprise. Swedish House Mafia is teaming up with IKEA to democratize creativity and music production. The partners say they're working on furnishing solutions to help a generation of musicians making a living from their own houses.
You're up to date. Come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast, where we'll bring you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard's newsroom. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 p.m. See you then.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.